On Sunday, the Saskatoon Blades came from behind in the third period to defeat the Moose Jaw Warriors 3-2 at SaskTel Center. Rookie forward Zach Olsen tied the game 2-2 for the Bridge City Bunch with 14 minutes remaining in regulation. The Calgary, AB product was named the game's first star after snapping an 8-game goalless drought. The right-handed shot has 7 goals and 9 assists in 42 games this season, tied for the third most points amongst Blades rookies alongside defenseman Braden Klimpke. Calgary Flames draft pick Hunter Lawing scored the game winner just over halfway through the final frame. The 6'6" winger has 4 goals in his last 5 games and 8 points in his previous 7 games. The former Prince George Cougar has 14 goals and 29 points in 45 games his sophomore season. 2006-born netminder Evan Gardner was named the second star with a 19-save performance en route to victory. The Columbus Blue Jackets draft pick improved his record to 1-8-1-2-3-1 on the year. The Blades picked up all 4 possible points this weekend after wins against the Warriors and the Wenatchee Wild on Friday. Saskatoon, with 56 points, is 2 points back of the Prince Albert Raiders for first place in the East Division. 20-year-old defenseman Graydon Siepman opened the scoring for Saskatoon 8-20 into the first period. The veteran Blue Liner's 6th goal of the year gives him 35 points in 47 games this season. Alternate captain Tyler Parr collected the primary assist on the goal, giving him 2 goals and 5 assists on his 4-game point streak. Warriors forward Riley Thorpe tied the game less than 4 minutes later with his 4th goal of the season. The Blades outshot Moose Jaw 13-7 after 20 minutes. Moose Jaw forward Pavel McKenzie was the lone scorer in the second period. The Cumberland House, SK native put the Warriors ahead 2-1 after 40 minutes with his 12th goal of the season. Olsen tied the game 2-2 6 minutes into the third. The Blades' first selection of the 2023 WHL Prospects Draft snapped an 8-game goalless drought with his 7th of the season. Linemate Kasdan Matthies picked up his first point as a Blade after being acquired from the Seattle Thunderbirds before the trade deadline with the assist. Lawing put the Blades in front 3-2 with just under 9 minutes left in regulation. As the Warriors pressed late in the game 6-on-5 with the goalie pulled, Gardner made several key stops to secure Saskatoon's 3-2 win. What's next? On Friday, the Blades venture to Brandon, MB, for a tilt at Westoba Place against the Brandon Wheat Kings. Puck drop is 7 p.m.